She sighed dramatically. The only reason I can even get up in the morning is knowing I can come here and escape from it all. He felt a strange twist in his chest. He rubbed at his sternum. Most likely heartburn. He should have skipped the chili. I'm glad we can be a refuge from your existence, but that's not why I asked you for this meeting. She sniffled.
Oh?
She smiled again. It was stronger this time.
Then what is it, Mr. Price?
He said, You're fired. She blinked. He waited. Surely now she'd understand and he could get back to work. She looked around, a confused smile on her face.
Is this one of those reality shows?
She laughed, a ghost of her former exuberance he'd thought had long since been banished.
Are you filming me? Is someone going to jump out and shout surprise? What's that show called? You're fired, but not really?
I highly doubt it, Wallace said. I haven't given authorization to be filmed. He looked down at her purse in her lap. Or recorded. Her smile faded slightly.
Then I don't understand. What do you mean?
I don't know how to make it any clearer, Mrs. Ryan. As of today, you are no longer employed by Moore, Price, Hernandez, and Worthington. When you leave here, security will allow you to gather up your belongings, and then you'll be escorted from the building. Human resources will be in touch shortly regarding any final paperwork in case you need to sign up for... Oh, what was it called? He flipped through the papers on the desk. Ah, yes. Unemployment benefits. Because apparently, even if you're unemployed, you can still suckle from the teat of the government in the form of my tax dollars. He shook his head. So, in a way, it's like I'm still paying you. Just not as much. Or while working here. Because you don't. She wasn't smiling any longer.
What?
You're fired, he said slowly. He didn't know what was so difficult for her to understand.
Why?
She demanded. Now they were talking. The why of things was Wallace's specialty. Nothing but the facts. Because of the amicus brief in the Cortaro matter. You filed it 2 hours past the deadline. The only reason it was pushed through was because Judge Smith owed me a favor, and even that almost didn't work. I had to remind him that I'd seen him and his babysitter turned mistress at the... It doesn't matter. You could have cost the firm thousands of dollars, and that doesn't even begin to cover the harm it would have caused our client. That sort of mistake won't be tolerated. I thank you for your years of dedication to Moore, Price, Hernandez, and Worthington, but I'm afraid your services will no longer be required. She stood abruptly, the chair scraping along the hardwood floors.
I didn't file it late.
You did, Wallace said evenly. I have the timestamp from the clerk's office here if you'd like to see it. He tapped his fingers against the folder sitting on his desk. Her eyes narrowed. At least she wasn't crying any longer. Wallace could handle anger. On his first day in law school, he was told that lawyers, while a necessity in a functioning society, were always going to be the focal point of ire.
Even if I did file it late, I've never done anything like that before. It was one time.
And you can rest easy knowing you won't do anything like it again, Wallace said. Because you no longer work here.
But my husband, and my son, and my daughter.
Right, Wallace said. I'm glad you brought that up. Obviously, if your daughter was receiving any sort of scholarship from us, it's now rescinded. He pressed a button on his desk phone. Shirley, can you please make a note for HR that Mrs. Ryan's daughter no longer has a scholarship through us? I don't know what it entails, but I'm sure they have some form they have to fill out that I need to sign. See to it immediately. His assistant's voice crackled through the speaker.
Yes, Mr. Price.
He looked up at his former paralegal. There. See? All taken care of.
Thank you for listening to this clip provided to you by Macmillan Audio. To hear more, look for this title wherever audiobooks are sold.